The debate started late, an hour and a half late, because Senate Republicans called a caucus just before the bill's floor manager could introduce it. But after senators returned, Democrats in the Iowa Senate stood up one after another to throw their support behind the bill to expand Medicaid in the state. Senator Joel Bolcom, a Democrat from Iowa City, says it's foolish not to go with the expansion. He disagrees with Republican Governor Terry Branstad, who's against the expansion, and says the feds can't be trusted to pay for it.
I think it's irresponsible for politicians to use scare tactics and focus on something that will not happen. When did you all stop believing in America?
Senator Bolcom says the free market does a number of things well, but it's failed in making the population healthy. Bolcom then listed a number of Republican governors who are taking the Medicaid expansion, but Senator Jack Whitfer, a Republican from Ankeny, agrees with Governor Branstad.
My instincts say the federal government cannot keep this promise, but I don't want to rely on my instincts. I like to rely on facts. And so with just a couple minutes of quick research, I found several examples of the feds not fulfilling their promise.
Whitfer pointed to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, passed in 1975. He then quoted 2008 campaign material from President Obama that says Congress promised the feds would shoulder 40% of costs for children with disabilities, but it has never lived up to this obligation.
So I would ask my colleagues, if the federal government is willing to break its promise and turn its back on children with disabilities, what makes you think they will keep the promise to adults who are covered by Medicaid expansion?
But the floor manager of the bill, Senate President and Democratic Senator Pam Yoakum of Dubuque, says the Fed has not backed down on funding entitlements like Medicaid. Governor Branstad has his own plan for insuring low-income people, and she says the governor's relying on the feds too.
The governor's plan, whenever we see the details, you are assuming that he is not going to be seeking federal money for his plan, when in fact he is.
But Senator David Johnson, a Republican from Ochiden, says this debate is premature and they should wait until the governor's plan actually comes out.
When the details of the governor's plan become more clear for the legislature and for the Iowans we represent, then we can draw comparisons.
But Senate Democrats say the governor's so-called Healthy Iowa plan is too vague and just an outline. Senator Jack Hatch, a Democrat from Des Moines, says the Senate plan covers nearly twice as many people as the governor's plan and doesn't cost the state. The governor's plan?
There will be limited and unknown number of providers. It will be a Swiss cheese coverage network. Once again, the quality of the care is not what you need, but it's going to be where you live.
But Governor Branstad predicts many hospitals will participate. If Iowa expands Medicaid, the federal government would pay the full cost for new enrollees during the first 3 years of the expansion. Then 10% of the cost would gradually be shifted to the state. The bill now heads to the House. At the State House, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.